Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Team of the year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6ers.
10, 9, 8, 76ers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6ers.
10, 9,
yes! 76ers with a big win last night. I guess you could say that. We're back, Marks and Reese, with the Magic. The Magic, one of the worst teams in the NBA. I believe they were 4-17 coming into last night's game. Yes, they are now, with the loss last night, falling to 4-18. What a bad game last night. I mean, what an absolute... I couldn't even watch it.
No, that was terrible. That was terrible. I mean, I'm going back and forth between one bad football game and one bad basketball game.
You're not kidding.
You know, and it didn't help the opponent that they were playing, and they played that game like they were playing the Orlando Magic.
They did.
Like it was a team they didn't necessarily get up for and had the energy. You know, Embiid didn't look like he was all into the game. They all just looked like they were going.
They were sleepwalking through the game. Yep.
Yeah, and they beat a bad team.
Yeah, they got to win, which is the most important thing. But.
Yeah.
So they get the win. Joel Embiid returned over the weekend from he was out 3 weeks with COVID, and he got back. He actually had a double overtime game over the weekend, but Embiid had some comments there after coming back, where he was talking about just how bad the COVID was, and do you have it, Jack? Here's Joel Embiid.
Hasn't been good. That jaw hit me hard. I really thought I wasn't gonna make it. It was that bad, so I'm just thankful to be, you know, sitting here. Struggle with it, but you know, I'm just glad that I got over it.
There you go. So hit him hard. Some people get it and are vaccinated and it's nothing. Other people aren't vaccinated, get it, that it's not much. Some people get hit pretty hard with it. Keith Pompey, I believe, did write that he is vaccinated. So I think there were some questions whether he's vaccinated or not, because now it becomes a political issue. Like, oh, so he was vaccinated, but it still hit him hard. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody reacts differently to it, whether vaccinated or unvaccinated. That's what makes this, you know, that's what makes this what it is. You just don't know what you're going to get with it. But...
Yeah, I didn't examine him. I didn't see him. I don't know. I can't say how sick he got or how sick he didn't get or what have you. If he said it hit him hard, hit him hard. He's back.
He's back, scored 42 mm-hmm. over the weekend. His first game back, they did lose it to the T-Wolves. But they got – so, like, listen, they're 11-10 now, and this whole – there's no end in sight to the Ben Simmons stuff.
Well, it should be. We got a couple weeks.
Couple of weeks till December 15th, and yeah. Maybe a move can be made then. But
well, yeah,
hopefully
isn't
a move
that what
can
we're
be
waiting
made.
On?
Yeah,
isn't that what we're waiting on? We're certainly not waiting for Ben to come back and play, are we?
No,
people still waiting on that.
Well, I still think there's. I still wonder, like, is Daryl Morey just waiting for that date so he can make a move, or is he still going to wait for what he believes he should get for Ben Simmons? Maybe he's waiting. I mean, there's been talk he'll wait till the offseason. And they'll play this whole game the whole year.
Okay.
Which I think is silly.
Yeah, I don't see how that makes the Sixers any better.
Well, it's kind of productive. It doesn't.
Yeah, so I mean that would just be malpractice, quite frankly, on Daryl Morey's part, as he should be trying to take advantage of every single year of Joel Embiid's career. Like, that's what Daryl Morey needs to channel his thinking. Forget about Ben Simmons and all the other nonsense. You have to look at, I only have so many more years left with Joel Embiid. How do I maximize his career? How do I maximize his years? And sitting on Ben Simmons for a year just wastes another year of Joel Embiid's career. It just does. So yep. I just don't see how that's productive, and I don't see where that makes Ben Simmons any more attractive to where anybody's going to be jumping up to give you anything more than what you would have gotten a month ago, 2 months ago, 6 months ago, in 2 weeks. I just don't see – the ending here where Daryl Morey comes out smelling like roses, where he played this perfectly. I don't see that. So maybe he does have a magic trick hidden somewhere. Okay, I'll be waiting to see that trick. Right now, all I got is a basketball player who doesn't want to play for this team, who would rather sit and either be fined or do whatever he needs to do to not play.
Yep.
That's all I see.
Yeah, I mean, at this point,
I don't really see anything else.
At this point, if you actually get good, what you believe, like what would be good value for Ben Simmons, it's more about being lucky than being good, because Daryl Morey's misplayed this entire situation.
Yeah.
His value is what it is. I don't expect to get something great for Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons' value is what he is at this point. Teams will take him. They're not giving you anything great for him. You may get a draft pick and some salaries to match what he's making.
John, this has been a million times the same.
I know.
Nothing has changed, bro. Nothing has changed.
Well,
all they're doing is wasting a season. Like, that's all that's happening. Forget about Ben Simmons. You're wasting a year. That's all you're doing.
And the Sixers are 11-10. It's not they've been playing great basketball. Joel, yeah. I mean, they really suffered with Joel being out
for
the 3 weeks.
I mean, maybe they make the playoffs, but it's not a championship team. With or without Ben Simmons, you don't have the requisite parts to put around Embiid right now to make it a championship team. So this year is a waste.
Yep.
It's a waste of year.
Waste of Joel Embiid.
Yeah, it's a waste of year.
Yep.
So it looks like John Wall may be getting ready to get traded for Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker has lost his spot in the rotation of the Knicks.
He wants out of New York. He's probably upset. Disgruntled player. New York has a chance to be a playoff team. Coach already said, you're not the starter. So maybe they can trade. But that's what happens, though. But John Wall is playing. So you can give John Wall to Houston. I mean, not John Wall. Kemba Walker is playing. So you can give Kemba Walker to Houston for John Wall, who isn't playing. John Wall gets a new address. He's in New York. He's happy to be on another team. He's in the Big Apple. He's going to play. Doesn't make New York any better, but they get Kemba Walker out of their locker room.
Yep.
Because he's not a fit.
Nope.
And you just move on. You move on. And, I mean, that trade may go down for them.
Yeah. It's time to move on. So I
don't know what the hell Daryl Morey is sitting around waiting on.
Magic.
I don't know what he's waiting on. What player is he waiting for? Is he going to go get Marvin Bagley? And quite frankly, I would be willing to do just about any trade that within reason to just move on from Ben Simmons. To just move on from him. Like, to not have to deal with the idea of, is he ready to play? Does he really want to play here? We have to make him play. Is he really happy here? Like, it's past the point of playing. He doesn't want to play here. So what makes you think, even if he put on a Sixers uniform, you're somehow getting all-star level Ben Simmons, a guy who doesn't want to be here?
Yeah, I think he's going to do everything he can not to play for this team anymore. We all agree.
Right.
We all agree.
Like,
on that.
I'm like, what are we waiting on around
here? There's like three people that actually think he'll come back, or want him to come back, or they don't even want him to come back. They just want to win.
Yeah.
They just want to win this whole thing, which doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, I don't even know how you win it. Like, it's a bad situation. He's not the first player that doesn't want to be somewhere. Like, this only becomes more of a story the longer that it's being prolonged.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like Ben Simmons getting traded doesn't make, man, we lost our chance to win a championship, man. We really just traded away James Harden. Like, really, who feels that way about Ben Simmons, man?
Nobody.
That's I don't know. Ben, just go ahead and just continue to chill and stay out of it. The one thing I'll give him credit for, he isn't looking for any attention anywhere. He's not on social media. He's not doing anything. He's out of the spotlight. He's not looking. Reports come out about him, but he's not out doing anything, trying to look for attention or anything else.
Nope. He's laying low.
He wants to get traded.
He's laying low. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers has a 25,000 square foot showroom, private parking, and a full selection of amazing gifts that she wants online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Mike Reese, I'll ask you the same question that we asked on Twitter. Will the Philadelphia Eagles make the playoffs this year?
Yes.
Mm. Jack Fritz, will the Philadelphia Eagles make the playoffs this year?
L-O-C-K Lock.
2,600 votes, 85% say no, N-O, no.
I'm an expert at football.
See, here's what I wonder. I wonder why people, because that's what I want to hear from the people who don't believe they will make the playoffs. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why don't you believe they'll make the playoffs?
So I say no, and I think that the reason I say no is I don't think that they can win four of the next five games, because that's essentially what it would take.
Well, we don't. Okay, if you say that, they got to win four. I don't even know if that's what it would take, because I don't know what other teams are going to do that have to play and this and that and the other. Well, I thought there was a reason behind. When you say you don't win, they're going to win four or five games. So if they won three out of the five games and they finished at 8-9, you don't believe that'll be enough to get in the playoffs?
It may. It just depends how it shakes out. But I just like what the Giants were able to do. Mm-hmm. It just shows you that the league will say, okay, you know what, Jalen, we're not going to allow you to win with your legs. We're not going to allow your team to win by running the football. We'll let you run for 200 yards. That's fine. But you're going to have to throw the ball to win.
So you don't believe they make the playoffs because you don't believe Jalen Hurts can throw them to the playoffs.
And yes, I don't think he can throw them to the playoffs, and I don't think that they have the receiving core that can help Jalen Hurts out enough.
Right.
Which I really don't. You have Devontae Smith and you have Dallas Goedert, and the Giants said, "Hey, we're not going to let you beat us with these guys. Jalen Reagor's going to have to beat you. Quez Watson's going to have to beat us." And they haven't been able to do it, or they weren't able to do it. To the phones, Matt in Pottstown. The Matt. What up, Matt?
The Matt.
Hey, guys. Tough to get in, but it's probably better that I didn't get in until Tuesday, because you get to settle down. You get to digest all this garbage through the weekend.
Exactly.
Let's start with the top down. And it starts at the very top with the two architects of this dreck that we had to watch Sunday, and that's Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman. I am firmly starting to believe that Jeffrey Lurie is more Jerry Jones, just tolerable, than anything else. And I'll explain why as we go down the rest of it. We have taken two steps forward over the past couple weeks, and now we've taken about 6 to 7 steps backward. And I started with the top, now let's go to Nick Sirianni. You listen to his press conference. He is giving you that humble speak, the words that mean nothing. And on top of that, he's lying, saying that Jalen Reagor gives us the best chance for victory. That is insane. You can't believe that, but he's being told to say that from above. When you go down, John, I agree with you. We will not make the playoffs, because not so much I don't have the faith in Jalen, although I think, you know, he is what he is. It's more so the pieces around him. The Giants showed, if you're going to run read option, we're going to hit this kid.
Yeah.
We're going to hit him hard again and again. And that takes its toll over time. So he might not – he's already got the bummed up ankle. He may not even make it through the rest of the season if teams take that blueprint defensively and keep smacking him like they are. Then you got this dissension, if you will, and rightfully so, Smith having a fit, how he's not part of that in key games. The guy was on national championship teams. I know it's the NFL. But you want to call a guy big play Slay? Show me a guy on that roster that hasn't played in bigger games through his career to this point. And he's not getting five looks at a critical part of our game. We have taken steps backwards offensively. Defensively, I think we did excellent. We did as best as we could. And, you know, you got to give credit to Gannon, and you got to give credit to that defense. But they can't do what they did this past Sunday against the Giants over the rest of the season. They're eventually going to wither out, and that's why we don't make the playoffs.
I disagree with that. I don't understand why they can't do what they did. Now, maybe they can't do it to the Cowboys, but they don't play them to the last game of the season. I look at the rest of these teams. The Washington football team had problems scoring last night against a Seattle team that's not very good. You mean to tell me they can't shut down Zach Wilson and the Jets offense coming up Sunday? Daniel Jones and that Giants offense didn't do anything Sunday. The Giants won that game for one reason only. We turned the ball over four times, Matt. That's why they won that football game. And the fact that they only scored 13 points off of four turnovers tells you how inept the Giants are as an offense. That's why I disagree with you. That's why I disagree with you. If you want to tell me you don't think our players are good enough, that's fine. But don't tell me the opponent that we're facing, we can't duplicate what they did Sunday. Because you know why? They've done it the last month. For the last 4 weeks, the defense has duplicated what they've been doing. That's exactly the only issue that the defense has had over the last 4 weeks was those final 6 minutes when they couldn't get off the field versus the Chargers. That's where everybody wanted to pull their hair out, right? You can't make a play. Why aren't you blitzing? Yada, yada, yada. And it's Justin Herbert. We don't play Justin Herbert the rest of the season. We don't play Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Austin Eckler the rest of the season. We play Taylor Heineke. We play Zach Wilson. We play Daniel Jones. And then we play Dak Prescott. And it could be a meaningless game.
Yeah.
So I do believe the defense can do what they've been doing. The question is, can the offense give us a little help? Can the offense do enough? They did barely enough versus the Broncos. Barely enough. Right?
Yeah.
You needed that defensive touchdown from Slay in the second half to put that game away. Denver had the ball after an interception from Hurts, down by one score. We scored 3 points on offense in the second half in Denver. Right? You kicked 4 field goals versus the Saints. You needed 2 turnovers to give you 7 and to set you up for the other 7 in the Saints game. And that game didn't get out of reach until Jalen scored that touchdown late in the game on the final drive. So some of these scores are a little misleading. And it's not like the Eagles are blowing everybody out, but you got to give them a little something from the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give them a little more from the offense. And that's why I will give you my small percentage of concern. And that's why I'm not where Jack is at with his lock to make the playoffs. The percentage of my concern is, can we throw the ball when teams force us to throw the ball? When teams say, no, we're not letting you run, or when you get down to the red zone, you're not running the ball in, can you throw the ball in? And that's where Jalen and the receivers and this passing game has to get better.
Mm-hmm.
It has to get better.
Yep.
It just does. It has to get better, or they won't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
And it'll validate the Eagles front office snooping around for other quarterbacks. It validates all of that. It just does. Now, people can put blinders on and say, well, I like the kid and we got to let him grow, this and that and the other. But the reality of the situation is I'm looking at quarterbacks in their first or second year with being able to throw the ball. Teams don't have to say, if a team in its second year with you at the quarterback position is basically saying, you know what, we need to run the ball as opposed to throwing the ball. That says a lot about you as a quarterback. It says something that Cleveland doesn't trust Baker Mayfield to throw the football.
Sure.
It just does.
Well, look at the 49ers. They've won 3 straight games. They've ran the ball 65% of the time in those games. Jimmy Garoppolo isn't long for San Francisco.
Yes.
They just used a high draft pick on Trey Lance. Like you said with Baker Mayfield. If Baker Mayfield's back, it's because it's just for one more year and they don't have a better option.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, right now, in the last 5 games, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, they've run the ball 65% of the time. It's working, right? Like, it was working.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's going to continue to work. They're going to have to win some of these games by throwing
the
football.
You have to make some throws, man. You just are. You just are. And man, some of it is the receiving core.
Yeah.
And some of it is Jalen has to see the whole field. Like, you can't lock in on guys and say, this is where I'm going with the football, predetermine that, and then still throw the ball there. 2 of those interceptions, man, were directly from him staring down Jalen Reagor. He just stared at him the whole route. And 1 was in double coverage.
Yeah.
Like, those are things that the quarterback has to get better at if we're talking about making the playoffs.
Don't have much margin for error right now, Ike. Let's go to Aaron in Mount Airy. Aaron, go ahead.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What's up, A?
Nothing much. Listen, I feel we're going to make the playoffs, but this is my thing, right? And, you know, and I haven't really spoke on Jalen Hurts on the radio because I don't believe in really, like, crapping on the starting quarterback. That's not my thing. Like, I'm a fan behind you. But This is what I would say. We a lot of people believe that Jalen Hurts can get better as a passer. Where do we get that belief from? Or y'all, where do y'all get that belief at? Because when he was in college, right, Alabama, he played with Calvin Ridley. He played with O.J. Howard. He played with Devontae. He played with Jalen Watson. Yeah. He played with Henry Ruggs. He played with Jerry Jeudy. He didn't win the national title there. He was on the bench. Tua won the national title there. So he transferred. And for I don't watch Big 12 football, but this is what everyone said about Big 12 football. They don't play no defense there. So he put up big numbers. You know who else put up big numbers there? That bum Baker Mayfield. And we'll see if Kyler Murray is actually an NFL quarterback when Cliff Kingsbury, if he ever decides to leave. We'll see if he actually is an NFL quarterback when he's not in that system. So where do we get the belief that Jalen Hurts could become a better thrower of the football when he had all that talent in college and he didn't throw the football very well until he got to a
very I think it's hope.
Spread open.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I mean, it's
more hope than it is.
Yeah, I can't rely on hope. I need to see it. I need to see it. Where the job at? Come on, Jack. Where's the job? I need to see the facts. Look.
Everybody's working the drop board. He wasn't
ready
yet.
I can't hope because we got 3 first round picks coming up. Do we trust Howie Rose to make the right pick? I don't. And the Eagles. Their pick is where the pick's at. The coach is where the pick's at. And the Dolphins keep winning. They may be in the team. Do we trust him to draft good talent in the team? I don't know. But let's just say he does. You need a quarterback who can get the ball to the – because we need that receiver. Jalen Reagor is not it. Quez Watkins,
they do.
He may develop into a 35-40 catch. That's
right,
a stealing. 35-40
right,
catch of the season.
Right.
That's a stealing.
Yep.
And J-Jaw, he got – like, we have no receivers other than
Devontae.
Will a free agent wide receiver want to play with Jalen Hurts?
That's the other question. Yeah, that's
because
another question.
You can throw the bag at him, and then he becomes Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson got the bag in Chicago. What has happened to Allen Robinson's career?
Well, without a quarterback, he's not doing a whole heck of a lot.
And look at Kenny Galladay up in New York.
Yep.
That was wasted money.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the guy's going to want the most money. If you offered Davante Adams, you know, $80 million guaranteed or whatever,
well,
and it's the biggest offer.
He would have choices,
right?
Yeah.
If it's similar money and you can go play back with Aaron Rodgers, or you can go with Aaron Rodgers to wherever he's playing, he's probably choosing
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah. He is choosing Aaron Rodgers if it's similar money.
yeah. I mean, listen, and obviously, where you live at matters. I mean, if a team, if Miami comes calling for Davante Adams, who did that? And then Deshaun Watson is getting traded there. And then we lose out on Davante Adams, right? So you almost need, for me, you almost need a veteran quarterback to come first, and then you convince Adams this is who's going to be throwing you the football. I was thinking about this yesterday because the Giants lost. It rocked me a little bit. So I'm thinking about this yesterday, and I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of Jeffrey Lurie, front office, and how they view this team and moving forward, you know, what they would be looking for as far as what they want to improve the team. And I just kept coming back. I'm like, okay, now I would bring Jalen Hurts back next year and just rock with him. But if it's going to be another year of – well, he got to develop, and this player's young, and that player's young, and you got low expectations. Well, do the Eagles really want to go through another year like this? I don't think so. I just think they like being with the big boys. They want to be in that conversation with their team. They want to have a product that's put on the field that's lighting the scoreboard up and down the field. That's what they envision having as a football team. And this running and scoring 10 points and Like, I just don't see that as what they want.
But here's the other thing, right? Like, let's say
they'll deal with it for the time being because it's what you have to deal with to get through this season. But if you're telling me going into next year, we're going to depend on another year of Jalen Reagor's development, Jalen Hurts' development, Quez Watkins' development, Miles Sanders and Boston Scott as our skill guys and Dallas Goedert with Tyree Jackson.
That doesn't seem like something that Jeffrey Lurie wants to do.
It doesn't seem like it's a team that's equipped to take over the division.
Well, I mean,
if you can't win your division, you can't be talking about winning a championship as a wild card team.
And if Jalen Hurts is back next year, which I still think it's probably the most likely scenario of him being back, what happens if he proves to not be the guy and you win 7 or 8 games in 2022? You still don't have a quarterback.
Yep.
And you still got to try to find a quarterback. Now you're in 2022. You don't have the high draft pick. You don't have the three first-round draft picks. And now you have to find a quarterback.
Yep.
It doesn't solve – like, if Jalen Hurts isn't the guy, just by waiting a year, it doesn't solve the problem.
And they
you still need a guy.
They know that.
They do.
They know that. And this offseason is the year where quarterbacks could be available.
Yep. If Russell Wilson is available and he's willing to come to the Eagles, he's as good as here. We'll ask Elliot about it. Elliot Short Parks, his main takeaway from the Eagles game on Sunday, does he think Hurts plays this weekend and much more? Elliot Short Parks, and then your phone call is coming up next. Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, if you're an experienced window or door installer in search of being an important part of a reputable company, then I have a great opportunity for you. Due to high demand for their quality products and services, my good friends at Guided Door and Window are looking to add professional installers to their esteemed installation team. Guided is the trusted family-owned company window and door replacement experts servicing the tri-state area for over 70 years. When I say family-owned company, window and door replacement, 70 years, I know them. I know the family. They're an amazing family and an amazing company to work for. And with Guided's focus on providing customers with the high level of service that they've come to expect, they're looking for installers that are courteous, respectful, and have good communication skills. Guide is consistently busy all year round, so you can expect to have a financially successful career that you can rely on. It's no wonder why Guide and their installers have worked for them for more than 10 years. Become a part of Guide's team of expert installers by calling 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit their website at goguida.com/careers to submit your resume. That's goguida.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.